Madam Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, the Czech Republic aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union. We share High Commissioner's concerns about the unprecedented scale of displacement resulting from the increasing number of humanitarian emergencies. Your estimate of almost 140 million forcibly displaced and stateless persons in 2025 is alarming. We are equally worried about the complexity of displacement consisting of refugees and migrants moving side by side. Our response to this phenomenon must be holistic and comprehensive, focusing on those in need of international protection. We appreciate UNHCR's commitment to apply a whole-of-route approach and its work of the new innovative and human approaches to asylum, such as regional processing. We welcome UNHCR's readiness to work in close partnership with both states and other organizations, namely with the IOM. For more than 2 years, the unprovoked and unjustified Russian aggression has been going on in Ukraine. My country has provided refugee to more than 600,000 Ukrainians, mostly women and children. Thanks to the cooperation at all levels and the unprecedented wave of solidarity coming from civil society, we have succeeded in providing help to Ukrainian refugees effectively and quickly. We have opened up our education and health systems, as well as the labor market, so that most of the refugees are now well integrated in the Czech society. Their hope is, nevertheless, to be able to return home once the situation allows. Despite the unsettling situation in Ukraine, we remain aware of other refugee crises around the globe, and we continue helping in line with our European and global commitments. Over the last decade, our long-lasting cooperation with the UNHCR amounted to roughly 25 million euro, allocated in Africa, Middle East, or Asia. This year, we have supported the UNHCR operations in Afghanistan, Mauritania, and Rwanda in the total amount of 3 million euro. Further funding was approved just last week to Lebanese and Syrian refugees in reaction to the UN flash appeal. We are mindful that despite efforts of many donors, UNHCR continues to face a critical funding gap. In this sense, we welcome your efforts on prioritization, sustainable programming, humanitarian development peace nexus, increased collaboration with local partners, and effective coordination across the UN system. To conclude, allow me to thank you, Mr. High Commissioner, and your teams in the field for all your tireless work and efforts, often in challenging and even life-threatening conditions. We highly commend your action, and you can rely on our continuous support. Thank you.